Thanks for the ride.
Arianrod hefted her bow and quiver to a more stable position across her shoulders and strolled forward.
You're welcome. If you have a spot of free time, call for me. I do love a good gossip about our men.
Her inflection was unmistakable. So the dragons did know about her and Keen. Not only knew, Christelle wanted to mine for details.
Sure thing,
Arianrod waved cheerfully. Hale would turn to ice chips before she volunteered for another cozy chat with the dragon. She ducked into the indicated opening, and breath caught in her throat. A large cave was lined with various-sized mineral chunks reflecting light from an unknown source. Teal, violet, pinks, and greens flickered in a kaleidoscope display. Beautiful. She'd never seen anything to rival it. While she stared, footsteps sounded in the distance, drawing near. She turned and, for the second time in as many minutes, forgot to breathe. The man, who materialized from shadow, held such an ethereal presence, she wasn't certain he was real. He glided toward her, a hand extended in greeting.
Arianrod.
His voice was deep, like rich whiskey, and she'd loved the sound of her name on his tongue.
I've heard so much about you. Nice we can finally meet.
She took his hand, and he closed it around her fingers, his grip warm, vibrant, sure. She knew she was staring, but couldn't help it. He was tall, maybe 6'4", with hair the color of old mahogany. It sheeted past his shoulders in silky waves. He had a high forehead, sharp cheeks, a beak of a nose, and a squared-off chin. Even though he wore nondescript clothes, they did nothing to disguise broad shoulders slabbed with muscle, a flat stomach, and slender hips. He sported knee-high lace-up boots similar to hers. Likely he had a hell of an ass, but she couldn't see that part of him. A few days' stubble dotted his cheeks and chin. Even with all that glory, his eyes were the best part. They reminded her of well-aged spirits, amber with golden flecks around the pupils. He hadn't let go of her hand. Energy flowed into her, and she lapped at it like nectar.
You must be Angus.
She swallowed back an inane desire to giggle like a maid.
Since we're the only two with human form here, you'd almost have to be.
Good guess.
His smile warmed his eyes. Letty and I have been here for a short time, and I was sent to guide you to the Dragon's Council chamber. Self-conscious, she tugged her hand from his grip. It would never do to skip blithely into the Dragon Council holding hands like a couple of school kids. What if Keen was there?
So what if he is? It's not as if he's made even the slightest effort to find me these past 100 years.
Color splotched Angus's face and he glanced at his hand.
Sorry, he mumbled. Didn't realize.
She didn't bother telling him how difficult it was for her to sever their connection.
Angus was stunning, but he'd been sent there by Ceridwen too, which meant he lived much too close to home for her to consider smoothing her hands down that magnificent body and tangling them in all that wild, glorious hair.
Which way?
She tossed a sunny smile his direction. He smiled back shyly and years fell away, making him look like a bashful boy, albeit a very hot one.
The way I came from. He rolled his eyes. Nothing like stating the obvious, huh? Anyway, we should get going. The dragons are waiting for us, and keeping Danae and Aletia from scratching each other's eyes out.
The dragon who brought me here said something about that. Apparently Aletia has a mate who's cheering from the sidelines.
Angus frowned.
He doesn't want her dead, just...
Shuttling on a ball and chain between the bedroom and the kitchen.
Arianrod cut in. Angus tossed his head back and laughed. The sound was velvety, masculine, and it sparked a reaction deep inside her. She wanted him to be joyful, yet she sensed resignation within him and wondered about its source.
What you said about Cavett, that's Aletia's mate. About nailed it.
Angus half bowed, a courtly, old-world gesture that made her smile.
This way, we probably shouldn't.
A cacophony of dragon shrieks and screams blew through his words, obliterating the last of them. Arianrod had begun walking in the indicated direction, but she stopped dead.
Holy Godhead! What the fuck do you suppose that's all about?